Basic drum fills and drum and bass in Ableton Live, beginner level. Let's go. Today you're going to learn a super practical skill that instantly makes your beat sound more finished. Drum fills that actually work in a mix. Not fills that sound cool in solo and then destroy the groove. Fills that create momentum, signal a transition, and still hit hard at 174 BPM. Here's the big idea to keep in your head the entire lesson. A fill is usually one beat or one bar of variation. It's like punctuation. It says something's about to change, but it should not feel like the drummer fell down the stairs. In drum and bass especially, the groove is sacred. Your job is to decorate it, not delete it. We're going to build three beginner-proof fills you can reuse forever. First, a one-beat snare rush, classic tension builder. Second, a one-bar kick and snare variation that keeps the roller moving. Third, a hat stutter with a crash pickup for a modern transition into the next section. And while we program these, I'll be coaching you on what really matters: velocity, timing, and tone control. Because you can use the simplest patterns and still sound pro if you shape them correctly. Alright, open Ableton Live. Step 0, set up a clean DNB drum rack. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That fast tempo is part of the sound, so don't be shy. Create a new MIDI track. Load a drum rack from Instruments. Now drop in a few one-shots. You just need the basics: a tight, short kick, a bright snare with a nice crack and not too much tail, a closed hat, an open hat, optionally a crash, maybe a ride, maybe a tom or perk for flavor later. Now we'll add a simple, reliable stock chain on the drum rack track. This is not about mixing the whole track. This is just to keep your drums controlled and punchy while you write. Add EQ 8 first. Put a high pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not trying to remove the weight, you're just controlling a necessary rumble. If your kit sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Not a huge scoop, just enough to clear the cardboard tone. Next, add glue compressor. Set the attack to about 3 milliseconds. Release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seating like 5 or 6 dB constantly, you're probably squashing the life out of the transients. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip-on. This is the density knob. It helps drums feel present without turning them up. Optional. A limiter only if your transients are getting wild. Beginners sometimes use a limiter as a safety net. That's fine. Just don't use it as the main sound. Quick workflow tip. For now, keep your fills inside the same MIDI clip as your main beat. It's easier to hear whether the fill works as part of the groove. Step 1. Program a basic two-step loop so the fill has context. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Place your kick on beat 1 and beat 3. In Ableton's notation, that's 1.1 and 1.3. Place your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's 1.2 and 1.4. Now add hats. As a starting point, use 8 notes. That gives you the DNB pulse without being too busy. If you want a more rolling feel, go to 16ths, but keep it simple for now. Now loop this out for 8 bars in arrangement view, or duplicate the clip until you have an 8-bar phrase. Because fills make the most sense at the end of phrases, 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. Before we write any fills, here's a coach note that will save you a lot of frustration. Think question and answer. The fill is the question. The first hit after the fill, the downbeat of the next bar, is the answer. If the downbeat after your fill isn't strong, your fill won't feel intentional. It'll feel like you just added extra notes. So whenever we do a fill, we're also going to make sure the landing is confident. Fill A. The one-beat snare rush at the end of bar 8. This is the most DNB fill you can learn first. It's simple, it's iconic, and it works into almost anything. Go to bar 8. We're going to use the last beat of the bar, beat 4, on your snare lane. Add 4 16th note hits across that last beat. So you've got a snare on 8.4.1, 8.4.2, 8.4.3, and 8.4.4. Now, if you play it back, it will already sound like a fill, but right now it will probably sound robotic, like a typewriter. The magic is velocity shaping. Think of your fill notes like a sentence. Not every word is shouted. You need main accents, connectors, and the landing. Set the first hit of the rush fairly strong. Something like 90 to 105 velocity. Make the middle hits quieter, around 60 to 80. These are the connectors. Then make the final hit, the one right before the new bar, your biggest, around 110 to 120. That last hit sets up the landing. Now listen again. It should already feel like it's pulling you forward instead of just tapping repeatedly. Optional beginner upgrade. make it feel like it accelerates. Twitch your grid to 1/32 just for a moment. Add an extra snare hit between the last couple of notes, so it speeds up right at the end. Don't go crazy. One extra hit is often enough. Micro timing tip. If you want a heavier feel, you can nudge the earlier rush hit slightly late, just a few milliseconds. Keep the very last hit on the grid. That keeps the landing tight while giving the rush some weight. Now add a tiny bit of space without washing out the groove. Create a return track with reverb. Keep it short. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. Then send just the rush hits a little more than your main snare. You can do that by automating the send, or you can simply increase send on those notes if you're working with separate chains. The point is, reverb belongs on the fill as a special effect, not constantly on everything. Play bar 8 into bar 9. That's your first classic DNB punctuation mark. Now fill B. A 1-bar kick and snare variation at the end of bar 16. This one is perfect for rollers because it keeps the dance going. The groove doesn't disappear, it just gets more intense. This audio version is shortened for playback.